You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning. I think we can say very good morning, but it is very stormy looking out the studio window this morning. I nearly got blown out of bed last night, had the window on. Anyway, good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to today's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. It is Wednesday, so what do we say? WTW, welcome to Wednesday, August the 23rd. Now, we've got a big birthday today. Somebody who was born on this day, going back to the year 1754. Louis the 16th. Yes, well, he ruled as King of France and Navarre from 1774 until 1791. And then as King of the French from 1791 just till 1792. He was suspended and arrested as part of the insurrection of the 10th of August during the French Revolution. He was tried by the National Convention, found guilty of high treason, not bad for the King, and executed by, well, of course, by guillotine.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
there we go. Bring us in on this stormy Wednesday morning. Dream on. You might as well. There's no point in getting out of bed, really. Right, time on the breakfast show. 7 minutes after the hour seven. We're on 89.3, of course. And it's going right through to 10 o'clock. I'm hopefully entertaining you till then, getting you to wherever it is you're going. Well, in the right frame of mind, at least. Carrying on with the music at 7 after 7, this is Coldplay and Arabesque. Coldplay and Arabesque. Time-wise, we're 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I tell you, we've got a special wish to get in this morning. Good morning to Jessica. And she tells us it's Nikki's 16th birthday today. 16, gosh. Brings back memories. And anyway, wishing you a very, very happy birthday, Nikki. Have a wonderful day. And but Jessica has asked us to play for you a song from One Direction. It's this one. What makes you beautiful?
You're insecure. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover.
Bye. nobody else. The way that you overwhelm, but when you're surrounded, ain't hard to tell.
There we go. Yes, all right. Happy birthday to Nikki from Jessica. Well, not just from Jessica, from all of us. Well, might as well give you one of these, I suppose. I could have a chuckle. And Jessica's just sent me a message saying she'll hate it. And she says, oh, no, she didn't. I was wrong. She liked it. And she's beautiful inside and out. Yes, it's really nice, isn't it? Anyway, have a wonderful birthday, Nikki. In actual fact, I got a picture of me here in the studio of me when I was 16 with my mum. And she was putting me on a train at 16 to go and join the Royal Air Force. There you are. That was back in May, when I was 16. Anyway, Nikki, have a wonderful day. What we're going to do right now, I think, is we're going to put everybody in the shower. Get you all spruced up and ready for it as you're going today. And tell you what, if you are going out, just be careful. A lot of wind out there. So we want you to keep safe. there we go, taking a little trip back to the year 1973 with that one, Long Train Running, and of course by the Doobie Brothers. Out, there you go, out of the shower, dry yourself off. That's it. The wind was cold last night. we're doing our camping. The good lady and I said we're going. What did we do? Is we open the wind in the bedroom, we open the window in the front of the apartment, and the wind comes right the way through. Then he blew me out of bed at 5:30 this morning. Says it's cold. Anyway, going back to Long Train Running, Doobie Brothers. It was written by their band member, a guy called Tom Johnson, and included on the band's 1973 album, The Captain and Me. Released the single, becoming a hit and peaking at number 8 on the US Billboard Hot 100. Keep your eye on the time. We're exactly 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 on 99.3 Cool FM. And let me see, what have I got for you, Ron? I know what we're going to do. We are going to play Memories by Maroon 5.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your... There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day. Hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright. The glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Oh, yeah. Now my heart feels like an ember and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for you, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. The glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Oh, cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There we go. Two tickets to Paradise, Eddie Money. I tell you what, I'm going to squeeze one more in. Before we get down to the bottom of the hour, we're going to be looking at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Some of the international business news as well. Creedence Clearwater Revival and Fortunate Son is going to take us there.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. ¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express. 648-14281. Give them a call. 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
And there we go. Time on the breakfast show, 29 minutes right now, and that is before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let us take a look, shall we, some of the international news for this morning, and a little bit of business thrown in as well. India was hours away from its second attempt to land a spacecraft on the moon on Wednesday, a mission seen as crucial to lunar exploration and the country's standing as a space power. Now, this is just days after a similar Russian lander crashed. The Indian Space Research Organization's Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft will attempt to land on the lunar south pole about at 6:04 p.m. That's local time today. Well, less than a week, to say, after Russia's Lunar 25 mission failed. India's mission, the Chandrayaan, means moon vehicle in Hindi and Sanskrit. It is the second attempt now to land there. In 2019, The Chandrayaan-2 mission successfully deployed an orbiter, but its lander crashed. It said on Wednesday it said that it was all set to activate the automatic landing sequence on the spacecraft, triggering the algorithm that will take over once it reaches above the designated spot and help it land. It's all exciting, isn't it? Russia has removed Sergei Soryovkin, nicknamed General Armageddon, as head of the Air Force after he vanished from public view during a Wagner mercenary mutiny against the top army brass. The RIA state news agency reported, and as a recipient of Russia's top military award, Soryovkin would be the most senior Russian military figure to lose his job over the June 23rd, 24th mutiny, which President Vladimir Putin said could have tipped Russia into civil war. Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin, who spearheaded the revolt, remains at liberty and on Monday posted a video address which he suggested was shot in Africa. Now, the two men Prigozhin had wanted to topple, that's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Valery Harasimov, the chief of the general staff, well, they remain in their posts. Once a commander of Russia's overall war effort in Ukraine, when he was lauded by Russian and Western military experts as one of the most effective operators, Soryovkin has not been publicly fired, but the RIA cited an unnamed source as saying so. The United States does not encourage or enable attacks inside Russia, a U.S. State Department spokesperson said after Russian authorities said they had downed drones that tried to attack Moscow early on Wednesday. It's up to Ukraine to decide how it chooses to defend itself from the Russian invasion that began in February last year, the State Department spokesperson said, adding that Russia could end the war at any time, just withdraw from Ukraine. Thailand's billionaire former leader, Thaksin Shinawatra, was hospitalized on his first night in prison after his historic return from self-exile, officials said on Wednesday, citing concern about his heart and blood pressure. The influential founder of Thailand's populist Phu Thai Party was transferred to a police hospital overnight, 15 hours after a vaunted homecoming from 15 years abroad to avoid jail. Now, that coincided with his political ally being elected prime minister in a parliamentary vote. Greek firefighters, supported by aircraft, battled a raging wildfire next to Athens for a second day on Wednesday, as the authorities said that heat and strong winds could spark more blazes in a country where 20 people have already been killed. Hundreds of people have evacuated their homes across the country since fires erupted in northern Greece on Saturday. Fanned by high winds and this is in the summer's second major outbreak now. The fire brigade said several fires were afflicting mainland Greece. The New York Stock Exchange has suspended trading on WeWork's warrants due to abnormally low trading price levels and will initiate proceedings to delist them, the flexible workspace provider said on Tuesday. WeWork, which earlier this month warned about its ability to stay afloat, added that the company's common shares will continue to trade on the New York Stock Exchange. Huawei Technologies Company is building a collection of secret semiconductor fabrication facilities across China to let the company skirt U.S. sanctions. This is according to a Washington-based Semiconductor Association warning. Now, Bloomberg News reported on Tuesday the Chinese tech giant moved into chip production last year and is receiving an estimated $30 billion in state funding from the government. The Semiconductor Industry Association said, adding that Huawei has acquired at least two existing plants and is building three others. The Swiss stock index that jumped over 1% on Wednesday after Roche surged on positive lung cancer drug trial data, while other European averages lagged behind as more data hinted at slowing economic activity in the continent. The Swiss market index added 1.1%, touching the highest level in a week, while the pan-European Stoxx 600, that rose 0.6%, set for its third straight session of gains. On the data front, German business activity contracted. This was at the fastest pace in more than 3 years in August, while France's dominant services sector contracted further in August as well, a preliminary survey has shown. Oil prices, well, they slid more than 1% on Wednesday as gloomy global manufacturing data grabbed attention ahead of an annual meeting of central bankers at Jackson Hole in the United States, with interest rates high on the agenda. As oil, Brent crude was down $1.01 or 1.2% at $83.02 a barrel. That was 10.27 GMT today, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was down 98 cents or 1.2% at $78.66 a barrel. Both benchmarks fell by more than $1 earlier in the session. And that's it. There we go. There's our little look for this morning. Some of the items in the international news and the international business. There we go, two in a row, yes. Well, we put the price of tin up, didn't we, this morning? That was America, the first one, and Tin Man, following on by Pepsi and Shirley and Heartache. Big thanks to Paul over there in the UK. He dropped me a little line to let me know that India has been successful with landing Chandrayaan 3 launcher. And it's on the moon. Congratulations, congratulations on that. I think we better have a little one of these. And on the other hand, Mr. Putin's not going to be very happy, is he? So anyway, big thanks to Paul for letting us know that. Let's say some good mornings. Good morning to Renee. We'll be checking up on Renee in a minute. To Mary Lou. Say to Paul and also to Ed Versailles. Good morning to you, Ed. Just a quick one this morning. He said to us, he says, wishing you a good morning. He says, hi there, happy Wednesday. We'll keep it short and simple this morning. I would like to hear Good Directions by Billy Currington. Your wishes are command, of course.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where it next come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost in looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought you both could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat style. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here. On me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
There we go, Billy Currington, and Good Directions for Ed this morning. And we are about, well, almost exactly 10.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you at the top of the hour. Right, it's time for the Greek saga. You thought all those history things back in the old days, this has got nothing. Let's have a quick recap. Now, the air conditioner went out. This was at Renee and Rick's place in Athens, in Greece, the weekend. They couldn't fix it at the weekend, so the man came on Monday to fix it. And he said it's a major job. They can't do anything till the end of the week, all right? They're worse off than we are here, aren't they, really? So then they moved into a hotel. So they moved into a hotel, and the air conditioner wasn't working very well in the hotel. So they complained to the management. The management put them into another room. That's where we left it yesterday, all right? Good morning. Well, the AC saga continues. The hotel changed rooms for us to a cooler room last night. However, the bed was horrible. I couldn't even blink an eyeball without the bed making a horrible creaking noise. We're moving tonight to the hotel that we stayed at for 5 weeks when we first moved here last October. We will be well taken care of there. Now, hanging out of the house with the sick dogs all day. Tried to plug my phone in to charge it, and it said, "Charging will start when your phone has cooled down." Yes, it was hot. Yes, charging will start when your phone has cooled off. It's like one of those things when you sort of ask, what's her name? Alex thingy. No question. I don't know that. So, anyway, it's that hot in the house. I can't even charge my phone. Now, put it in the fridge for a while. You asked if we could play the Cars and You Might Think for you. Well, I mean, that's the least we can do, really, isn't it? Let's hope it cheers up your day a bit. You know, you're welcome back here any time. There we go, trying to cheer up Renee over there at In Athens, in Greece, with all these troubles, I see they've had a resurgence of some of the wildfires they've got over there as well. A lot of smoke in Athens, apparently, but I guess Renee's a little bit out. Right, let's just take a quick look at this, as I mentioned just now. Paul drops in and says, in India's Chandrayaan 3 becomes the first space mission to land near the South Pole of the moon. They said India is now on the moon, announces Prime Minister Narendra Modi immediately after the Vikram lander touches down on the lunar surface. There's one good thing, I tell you what, apart from they're helping to find water, when we start sort of going up there to live, at least we're able to get a curry. Big congratulations to India for that amazing accomplishment.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
To be that one, didn't it? Fly Me to the Moon with Frank Sinatra. Well, today is Wednesday. What we would normally be doing in the next hour of the program is chatting to Andreas, but Andreas yesterday dropped us a little line and said that he's not very well and he won't be able to make it today. So anyway, Andreas, we wish you well. Get better, all right? Miss you. Got nobody to pick on. Anyway, take care of yourself. And but in the last hour of this morning's program, we got Adriana Moreno, coordinator of the Audubon Americas Blue Natural Heritage Project. And she's coming in to talk to us all about that, all about things like blue carbon and the mangroves, etc., etc. So that's going to be in the last hour of this morning's program. Plenty of great music, though, of course, taking you right through. We'll be checking in with Ingrid in around about 25 minutes' time. And also with Yasmin, see how her day's turning out and what's in store in the world of Yas. But as for right now, we're just about coming up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Mm-hmm.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high-quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
It's called Wake Up, and it's from a band they call themselves Arcade Fire. They come from Canada. They were formed back in 2001 by friends and classmates, Butler and Josh Doe. That's spelled D-E-U-D-O. The band came to prominence, that was in 2004, with the release of their critically acclaimed debut album called The Funeral. And their second studio album, which was called Neon Bible, won them the 2008 Meteor Music Award for Best International Album and the 2008 Juno Award for Alternative Album of the Year. Then there was their third studio album, The Suburbs, and that was released in 2010, again to critical acclaim and commercial success. So there, if you haven't come across them before, Arcade Fire from Canada. This isn't from Canada, this is from England. It's David Bowie. Watch That Band is what it's called. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, after this, we'll see what's happening, in the countryside with Ingrid. Our everyday story of country folk.
Yeah. Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's humpty hump day, humpty hump, humpty hump. Yep, we're having the middle of the week day. Wow, lots of things going around here at Finca Reflecta. Oh, my goodness. We've had some fabulous meals cooked, some great card games, and the Canuck is painting a beautiful mural on the side of my BH bunker. Yep, she is indeed. She's coming quite along. It's getting there. I'm very, very pleased. It's going to be bright and colorful, and all the other birds are going to come and look at it and go, "Aw, I want a date. It's awful cute. Oh, what a sweet little thing." She was so kind, she fed the pussycats this morning, so it got me a break on feeding how many other pussycats we have these days. And the backyard is once again a mango soup. We had a torrential pour, and then it just rained all day. It was like standing outside in a shower. Shh, whoosh. All day. Yeah, and the water is soaked and saturated, so anybody who goes outside is going to come back in with muddy feet. That means you, Chelsea Wilsey. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. And the mangoes are everywhere. Oh, God. I feel so guilty that I haven't been able to eat them, clean them, do anything with them, but there's just more than we can handle. And we're waiting for the guy to come back because our roof is leaking. And, of course, during that torrential rain, we had water coming in on the patio, which is not a good thing. Not after you have somebody come in and make some roof repairs. We got a beautiful fire plant right outside there by the fountain. Not sure why the fountain's not working. I haven't had a chance to go and look at it. We've been busy with these gals here. They're talking about either going for a walk or going to yoga. One of them took a hike up to La Silla, which is the chair right here out of Caparita. She just walked up that thing and found some nice man that helped her with a big old machete. I was like, he had a machete in here. He was helping you with a machete. What is he helping you do? I don't know. So he directed, and they had voice-hand communication. It was pretty interesting for her to explain what she thought he was saying, and then actually what was probably said was two different things. You know how people are who don't speak Spanish. We can imagine anything. All right. So, humpity hump day. You guys be back on the road, okay? And we're coming up on Thursday tomorrow, so back to you in the studio.
And a big thanks to Ingrid and all our friends out there as well for this week's Everyday Story of Country Folk here on The Breakfast Show. And Supertramp, quite pertinent to this morning, isn't it? It's raining again. It's literally, looking out the studio window, a continuation of yesterday, which is just, it's almost like London weather. Not that it's cold. I don't know about what the rest of you think, but I'm certainly feeling it's really quite chilly. Now, talking about rain, here's somebody that became well known for a particular dance in the rain, Gene Kelly. He was born in the year 1912, on this day. He was an American dancer, actor, singer, choreographer, film director and producer, known for his energetic and athletic dancing style and his good looks. Now, although he is known today for his performances in Singing in the Rain and An American in Paris, he was a dominant force in Hollywood musical films from the mid-1940s until this art form, well, fell out of fashion in the late 1950s.
My God, you fly thousands of miles to get some sun and it's raining cats and dogs. Typical tropical. I go on vacation and Mother Nature gets up on me. Yeah, what a lady. Thanks for at least sending it down preheated. Doesn't seem to bother the natives, though. Back home it gets no one laughing. And here they even sing to it. Must be some voodoo rain chant or something. Sure sounds familiar. Oh, well.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds. So dark up above. The sun's in my heart. Stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. I'm singing, just singing. We'll be right back.
doing a bit of warbling there. That's a Taco. I tell you, I've had that album for so long. The album's called After Eight, and it's got some great tracks there. One of the tracks I play quite often off of that album is what's called Putting on the Ritz. That one, of course, was Singing in the Rain. And Putting on the Ritz, that actually got disco play. Great, Taco. Say, album After Eight. Look out for it. It's quite a good one. And I tell you, not just the rain, looking out the studio window, we're getting a bit of a rough time with the wind at the moment as well. Really quite strong coming in off the bay, and it definitely is a continuation of yesterday. Grey skies, grey sea, almost sort of matching up together so you don't see the horizon, and it looks like it's set in for the rest of the day. Definitely windy city this morning. This is Chris Rea. Windy Town. Right, so just looking at some of the other stories in the news for this morning. We've got here, there's a good article here actually. It's in the BBC, and it's it says here It's all about travel. It says, from vandalizing ancient sites to disrespecting local culture, we're increasingly aware of travelers misbehaving, and this could ultimately be a good thing. It says here, last week it was two drunk Americans sneaking into a closed section of the Eiffel Tower and sleeping off their Bender High above the Paris skyline. The previous week, a French woman was arrested for carving a heart and her initials into Italy's iconic Leaning Tower of Pizza. Canadian teen defaced a 1,200-year-old Japanese temple. Now, this was last month. This was just after a Bristol-based man etched two names into Rome's Colosseum and told authority he was unaware of the arena's age. Right. Good education somewhere. And who could forget the German tourist who crashed a performance inside a sacred Bali temple and stripped naked after having previously run out on the bill at several local hotels? So there you are, that's tourism for you. By the way, talking about that, there was another article I read the other day, because with the, people are having a tough time. It was an article again over in the United Kingdom, and they've got now dining and dashing. What you do is you go into a restaurant with the family, you have a lovely, lavish meal, and then you dash out without paying the bill. So there you are, some of the somewhat unusual things in the news for this morning. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 17 and a half minutes away from 9 o'clock. What we're going to do right now, though, is I'm going to turn over and say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday. And the weather is really quite something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You love it, yes. You and Mary Lou should go out. And
yes.
Go into, oh, this is lovely. Yes. Well, because as I mentioned earlier on, those that weren't with us then, that what we like to do, because our air conditioner basically packed up a long time ago in the bedroom, and what we found is having sort of the windows open in the bedroom and the windows open at the front of the apartment, we get this sort of breeze coming through all the time, which is really quite pleasant. We call it camping out. Mm-hmm. Or it's a bit like staying at a Howard Johnson hotel, which I did once, which was like camping. It wasn't very nice. And about 5:30 this morning, I nearly got blown out of bed. The wind was rushing through, and it was cold, yes. Have you felt it being cold?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I love that.
Yeah, but it's nice for a change. And also, I mean, looking at now, it's raining, isn't it? Windy and raining. But it's definitely sort of dull. We desperately need the rain, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't complain, really.
Exactly.
But we're good at complaining. That's why we do it.
Yeah, well, but the thing is that there are some people, for example, in Chepo or those areas, their houses are damaged.
Yes,
so
yes,
that's
right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's the
true.
Bad part of that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, with this and the wind, you get these landslides as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ian was mad, too, because he couldn't practice volleyball.
Well, he could have done it, just the ball would have been blown away.
Mm-hmm. But at least he rested a little bit, you know, because he's always busy. So that was a good time to rest.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that when I finished.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go and pick my car up this morning.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hole in the radiator. Mm-hmm. You said you're losing a bit of fluid from your
car. Yeah,
coolant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be the same to me. I guess... my car's 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
So it's probably not surprising.
It doesn't look like that.
No.
It looks like new.
So do I.
I guess.
Thank you, yes. Thought I'd get that in quickly. What have you got happening in the world of yes today?
Today, nothing.
Oh, it's just a quiet day?
Yeah, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got our guest coming in later on, because you went to the event, didn't you, for the...
Oh, yes, other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was very nice. They talk about all these blue carbon project they have here in Panama, here in the city, and in Parita.
Oh, okay.
Also, so they have two different areas covered. And about also the mangrove and all the benefits for nature.
Yeah, funny enough, you know, talk about the mangroves, and so because I remember, you know, as you go over the bridge, going over to Costa del Este, and of course on the left-hand side you've got the original city of Panama, Panama Viejo, and how well the mangroves there have mm-hmm. come on, because they were very, very thin exactly. in the old days, and you could see the tower.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's getting difficult to see the tower as mm-hmm. you cross the bridge, which I guess is a good thing.
Exactly. Everybody were talking about that.
Yeah,
of course, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Right, so, yes, so we've got our guest coming in. Mm-hmm. In the last hour, that's Adriana Moreno. She's mm-hmm. a coordinator of the Audubon Americas Blue Neutral Heritage Project. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting.
Oh yes, of course.
Yes, I have to play songs all to do with blue.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
There we go.
My favorite color.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's my favorite color? I don't think.
You don't know?
No, I don't. I used to. I suppose, yeah, blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, blue, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or pink.
Or green.
Or green.
Because you love Lala.
Yeah, the parrot's funny. Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder what colour she likes. I tell you what she does like. She likes bread.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you get weird. And she, if I'm in the kitchen and I'm making a sandwich,
uh-huh.
and she sees me, mm-hmm. she's there at the cage, and, you know, with one with her head over to one side with the eye looking at what you're doing. And so saying, you know, so if I go back with a sandwich, I've got to take a bit of bread with me
uh-huh.
to keep her happy.
Oh.
All right, we'll be interesting when we chat with our guests later on.
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And, well, we'll speak to you back then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, let me see. Diana Ross. And the Supremes.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Yeah.
3 in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Couldn't resist it. Once I start a Motown record, I have my Motown fix. We started off, as they come see about me, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Then we switched over to the Isley Brothers and This Old Heart of Mine. And then last but not least, the Four Tops and Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. I tell you what, take us up to the top of the hour. Here's my favourite song. It comes from the 1990s. Radiohead. Creep. You're so very special.
makes you happy. Whatever you want, so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Cover Girls and Wishing on a Star. Keep an eye on the time. We're just after 18 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come on this morning's program, got our guest coming in, Adriana Moreno from the Audubon Society. We'll be chatting with the great work, about the great work that they'll be doing. So that's going to be in around about 5 minutes time. I'll tell you what, somebody who believes they can fly, Johnny Mathis.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes the silence, it can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. If I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch
the sky.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
There we go, Johnny Mathis. And I believe I can fly. I've always been a big fan of Johnny Mathis. Remember whenever he was in London, I used to go and make sure I went to his concerts. Great singer. And that one is obviously the latest album. I think that was, he's in his 80s, I think, now. Anyway, it's time to move on and say a very good morning to Adriana Moreno, coordinator, Audubon Americas Blue Natural Heritage Project. That's a mouthful.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. We're just looking out the window at the weather. Have you seen any changes, migratory changes, or changes in the way that birds are actually reacting? Because we've seen so many changes, wildfires all over the place. It must be affecting them, surely.
I'm sure it must. I don't have any data that I can directly quote to right now to say, look, we have these data changes that I can say, but we must assume that with climate change, their patterns are going to be affected.
In Panama, have you, over the years, I mean, not necessarily just now, but is there any change in the patterns of the birds coming? Because I know we're going to be talking, for instance, about mangroves and so on and so forth. Everything is good?
I think so far we might say it's good, but still these birds, they're... Panama is a very important gateway for a lot of birds.
Mm-hmm.
It's a connection between the north and the south. And what we have seen is that the different change in land use that we've seen from agriculture has taken a lot of their habitats or the places they need to stop. Or their little hotels, like we like to say, where they spend the night, where they eat.
Airbnb.
Exactly, for them. So if we affect them, and we have been affecting them, that makes their journey much difficult.
And what are the sort of main areas in Panama where this is sort of, where they would normally go and stay?
So the project is working in two main pilot areas where we know there's a lot of migratory birds going. It's Panama Bay and Parita Bay.
Okay.
And there you have like the western sandpiper, the whimbrel, and the semi-palmated plover. And sometimes like 30% of their global population, for example, needs Panama Bay as a gateway to make their migration. So it's a very important spot for many of these shorebirds. Panama Audubon Society has been monitoring them for years, and this is why in 2005 they were recognized as very important migratory sites that we need to conserve.
And is the conservation working well? Or?
Well,
I mean, I know there's always outside influences in these things. That's what I'm.
I think they're two very different sites because of the threats are very different.
Mm-hmm.
In Panama Bay, we have like the encroaching urban development that wants to really push towards these areas. Panama, the protected area is a wetland of national importance, of international importance, I'm sorry, it's a Ramsar site. And the problem with it is that it's very close to the airport and where the airport maybe wants to expand. We really want to let people know how important it is, not just for birds, because someone might say, well, I don't care about birds, but it's more important not just for the birds, but for all of us, because mangroves provide such important ecosystem services for all, and during this project, which is the Blue Natural Heritage Project, which is inside our international program that's called Audubon Americas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is the program, it's a little bit long. It's the program of National Audubon Society, which what we do is conserve birds and their habitats. And Audubon Americas is this program that just goes a whole hemispheric approach.
Right.
We have been working on a natural capital valuation. So how much do these ecosystems, how much are they worth
mm-hmm.
with the benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
all of it. Because it's not just the tree,
no.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you cut them down, you're like, well, I just removed some trees. But it's not only that. It's the provision of the lumber. It's the provision mm-hmm. for fisheries. It's being mm-hmm. a place where fisheries develop. It's a cultural place. It's important for people who live there and among there. This is their heritage.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important as a climate mitigation because, as you know or do not know, mangroves are very important carbon sinks. So
exactly.
they take
mm-hmm.
carbon from the atmosphere, mm-hmm. they put it into their biomass, but they also store it
right.
in the soils.
Mm-hmm.
So removing mangroves for anything else is just, we're losing all these benefits. And
exactly.
these benefits mm-hmm. have a value.
Sure. Mm. In fact, we were just chatting before we came in with Yasmin, and one area which I've seen a change in the mangroves, which basically for the better, not for the worst, is of course when we go over the bridge going out to Costa del Este. And I can remember you used to be able to see the tower quite clearly and there'd be some mangrove there and whatever. Now it's difficult to see the tower. You've got it's, you know, just the top bit. So there must be an improvement there, which shows, I guess, the capability to recover.
Yes, and it's very interesting. But historically, from what we've seen, there weren't any mangroves in those areas. Even like when the first Spanish colonizers came,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that was an area that it was clear. And when they built this, the marine part of the highway.
Oh, right, yeah.
That affected the hydrology and the sedimentation in the area.
Ah,
so it made
okay.
it possible for mangroves to colonize it and grow. So those mangroves are like 20 years old,
uh-huh.
and they've grown very fast. But it also shows that they, if the right conditions are met,
sure.
they will get there and they will start growing
well, that's
there.
That's interesting because I think there was a lot of talk at the time when they were thinking of building the bridge. It was doom and gloom, and this is going to affect the tide, and it's going to affect the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has done, but for the better. Right?
It has done. It has been... it has been a benefit because
mm-hmm.
we now have that coastal protection there
sure.
that the mangroves provide.
Mm-hmm. 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 And it's interesting because when you go there, it's a very long tide, isn't it? When the tide goes out,
yes.
it goes out an awful long way there.
Panama has very... Like, I'm not used to it. I come from the Caribbean side, which
mm-hmm.
has very, very small tides.
Right, exactly.
Never seen such
centimeters as opposed to inches, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things, because Yasmin went to an event you had not so long ago, and one of the things it was to do with was blue carbon.
Yeah.
What exactly is for blue carbon?
So, blue carbon is the term used to talk about the carbon that is sequestered in coastal ecosystems. That would
mm-hmm.
be mangroves, seagrasses,
mm-hmm.
Salt marshes, more towards more temperate areas.
Mm-hmm.
So all the carbon that can be captured
and
basically
stored mm-hmm.
would be called blue carbon because it's coastal.
So if you know, I mean, how actually does the mangrove store the carbon? It puts it back into the earth?
Well, part of the carbon is stored in its biomass, so in like its trunk, its leaves,
okay.
in what makes it as an organism, right? And the other part is just stored in the soil because the decomposition in these ecosystems that have always standing water
mm-hmm.
is
right.
very,
mm-hmm.
very slow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, the carbon is not like liberated in the atmosphere from a very fast decomposition, it kind of like stays there. And then leaf matter over leaf matter, it just starts getting like pushed down.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. that's kind of like why it's stored there, it's a sink
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a very fast decomposition in any other type of environment, which the carbon would be very freely used by every other organism
mm-hmm.
there.
So for instance, if somebody decided when you're not looking to go in and take down some of the mangroves or whatever, does that carbon stay or is that released?
No, it's released.
And
that's
released.
One of the problems that you're just not taking away the trees, you're destroying a habitat.
Sure.
You're then affecting even the coastal, the way the coast is, if you remove the mangroves, you're going to change the erosion.
Exactly.
That these are protecting, mm-hmm. and then you're going to change the morphology of the morphology of the coast, and that then is going to open you up to even more flood impact that you might not have had.
Sure.
Because as you were saying, that our tides are very, very long.
Long. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but our coastal form makes it that we don't really suffer that much from wave run up from storms.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remove the mangroves, then the erosion will be more. You'll change the shape of the coast, and then you will be affected probably by these wave run-ups.
Interesting. And tell me, with other projects, I mean, we talk about the importance of mangroves, but importance of course, the rainforest, which is actually vital for us in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any environmental change or impact due to the mining programs in Donoso?
I don't have any information.
Well, that's
on
good.
That.
That means there is.
Oh no, I have no data to say anything. I mean, we do know any alternative land use, any activity people do, it's gonna have an impact. If you're having a deforestation, you're gonna have an impact. You're gonna have more erosion. You're gonna lose that habitat. But I can't speak freely and be like, these are the numbers of what we're seeing.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little musical break. We're talking with Adriana Moreno from Audubon here in Panama. And we'll take another flying one. This is Top Loader and High Flying Bird. There we go. Yes, Top Loader and High Flying Birds. We're chatting with my guest this morning, and it's now the program. We've got Adriana Moreno with us here from Audubon. And we're just sort of mentioning about the other work that's going on here in Panama with regards to the Audubon Society. What are the other projects? And you were talking again, getting back to the carbon issue as well, and evaluating, because you mentioned you've got Panama Bay and Parita. How do you evaluate the carbon?
Okay, so the project has four big main components. The it's a very robust project, I would like to say. It's a very pretty project with all it's doing. Mm-hmm. And part of the components, the number one, is building the blue carbon baseline for Parita Bay and Panama Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So Panama has been working on really knowing how much carbon is stored in their coastal ecosystems, mainly mangroves right now. I think in the future, as a country, they want to search a little bit more in seagrasses, but for now it's mangrove. They've already done work with Wetlands International, I think, and STRI towards Chiriquí, and we are working in Parita Bay and Panama Bay. So it's a lot of work. I really have to congratulate our science team because it's going to the field with very, very difficult conditions, rain or shine, and they go and they evaluate the trees. Also, they have to take core samples from each of the areas.
Exactly.
And they have to take replicates because it has to be scientifically, statistically right. And then we take hundreds of these core samples and take them to the lab, or they do. And then they have to cut them by different centimeters because it's the depth. And then they have to do a whole battery of tests to finally get that one measurement, which is, this is how much carbon there is.
Interesting.
Yes. But in that way, we can have more detailed data to help us make more decisions and say Panama is contributing to avoid climate change worldwide by this, because we are keeping our mangrove forest maybe safe, conserved, we're restoring, so we are actually helping the world in this, the cost of carbon right now for climate change, and then we are helping the world not suffer these losses in a monetary term.
Exactly. I mean, and you mentioned earlier on seagrass. Now, you probably know more about this standard, but I've heard that cultivating and harvesting seagrass also can help. Would that be right?
I've heard of this. I am not very skilled in it, but yes, seagrasses are one of the ecosystems that also store carbon, and they're accounted for as carbon sinks, blue carbon, so to speak.
And because they're in the water.
They're under the water. They're exactly. not, I think some people think they're like algae, like seaweed, but no. They're plants, like flowering plants, but that have adapted to live
in the water.
In the water. I kind of always, when I'm trying to explain them, they're like whales, I guess, as
okay.
a thing. You know, they got out of the water millions of years ago, and then they were like, no, we're going back. You know? I think seagrasses are like the plants that got out, and they're like flowering plants, and they're like, no, we're going back.
I've had enough of this.
Exactly.
But, because, I mean, how would they harvest? They're taking their carbon out of the water as opposed to out of the air. Would that be correct? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do their... Interesting. All their same functions, but they do them underwater. Mm.
Oh, that is interesting.
They're very, very interesting little plants.
As I said, I've heard now there are places where they actually cultivate it. I'm not sure if I think they've found it's very good for health or something.
Of human consumption?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I've never heard of that. No. I know turtles love them, but...
Well, there you go, you see. Because that's another thing which is important to us here, of course, is, the birds, but also the turtles. And I was reading an article in the news the other day, which said it's very sad when these people go out and harvest the turtle's eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, very sad.
I think where I went to college, in Venezuela, a little story, and we had a teacher who was like, well, you can't get mad at people for doing what they've done. And for some people, this has been the only source of protein for many years. So, what can you do? Well, then you have to give them other source of income and other social activities, because it's not easy for someone to tell you, you can't do that. And then they're like, well, how do I feed my family? How do I feed myself? So part of the transformation is being able to come up with these maybe plans. They have to have education, but have to have like alternative land ways for people to, you know, get the money.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right. I mean, and also, well, I know you're right, but also, of course, you know, yes, you what is correct was their culture. But the thing is where, I mean, it's always the elephant in the room, which doesn't really get enough discussion, of course, is we're overpopulated.
You know. We might be, but I think we do have the science to be a more sustainable society, and part of it is education. And that's also why this project works really hard. It's a very big component on education, where we work with Panama Audubon Society in their Aulas Verdes, so it would be green classrooms.
Right.
We have schools in Panama Bay and Parita Bay. They're around 5th to 6th graders that get taught this environmental curriculum based on birds, but not only on birds. So they have, like, the skills and the knowledge in the future to do this transformational change towards a more sustainable future, I guess, for all.
And, of course, the education, and you're quite right, because it you do it in schools and it works its way up.
Exactly.
Through the family, we were talking about this the other day, and the importance, because it's the kids that have to make the change, because we've been sufficiently incompetent not to do it. You know, I mean, I was, you know, I was sort of brought up a teenager in the 60s and sort of growing up in the same, and I did believe at that time that it would be our generation that would make the changes, but it hasn't been.
I feel change needs to be gradual, because it needs to really stick with people, I guess, to say. You can't have very strong changes because not everybody's going to understand why it's happening. I think we kind of overlook that the things we understand as, like, being sustainable, like, I don't throw trash on the street. I wasn't born with that. It was taught to me.
Exactly.
So we need to start teaching the important information.
And do you think we're being successful? I think we are.
I think we are to a certain degree.
And tell me, because you mentioned the Audubon Society of Panama. I mean, how closely do you work together?
Oh, they're one of our main implementation partners.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working with them, I think, for around 20 years. This project, Blue Natural Heritage, has 2 years. We're going to have extended 1 year because it just started during the pandemic where nothing could get done.
Right.
But, yes, we've been with them, working with them hand in hand since around 15 to 20.
Okay. We're going to take another piece of music. We're talking with Adriana Moreno from Audubon, and we're going to take piece of music from John Denver. It'll make a few people happy.
Well, I guess that you probably know by now, I was one who wanted to fly. I wanted to ride on that arrow of fire right up to heaven. And I wanted to go for every man, every child, every mother of children. I wanted to carry the dreams of all people right up to the stars. And I prayed that I'd find an answer there, or maybe I would find a song giving a voice to all of the hearts that cannot be heard. And for all of the ones who live in fear, and all of those who stand apart, my being there would bring us a little step closer together. They were flying for me, they were flying for everyone. They were trying to see the brighter day for each and every one.
They gave us their light, they gave us their spirit and all they could be. They were flying for me. They were flying for me. And I wanted to wish on the Milky Way that's upon a falling star. I wanted to give myself and free myself, enjoy myself with it all. Given the chance to dream, it can be done. The promise of tomorrow is real. Children of spaceship Earth, the future belongs to us all. She was flying for me. She was flying for everyone. She was trying to see a brighter day for each and everyone. She gave us her light. She gave us her spirit and all she believed. She was flying for me, they were flying for me. They were flying for everyone. They were trying to see a brighter day for each and everyone. They gave us their light, they gave us their spirit and all they could be. They were flying. They were flying for me. They were flying for me. They were flying for me.
There we go, Mr. John Denver and Flying For Me. Breakfast show time. Well, I've got about 4 minutes to go, so we've got a little bit of time to chat a little bit longer with our guest, Adriana Moreno from Audubon. And it's Audubon, is it Audubon Americas then, or is it?
It would be National Audubon Society.
Okay. Okay. And so, with this, with Panama, the Audubon Society of Panama, but that is independent.
Yes.
Is it? Yeah.
We're together, but we're not the same organization.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, one of the things we were just sort of chatting about, because we're always talking about it, and perhaps don't realize so much the danger it is to birds, and that is plastic contamination.
It is, and we can find microplastics even in human blood and
breast
milk. So, it is. It has to be recognized as a problem. We need to do better,
mm-hmm.
not just in how we dispose of plastic, but how much plastic we use.
Sure.
I think mainly we need to focus on plastic that's just one use,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
that we have alternatives to. And as a society, we really need to push towards that. Part of the project also is working hand-in-hand with the government.
Right.
And trying to manage our plastic consumption and disposal.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Panama is very focused on being a leader in the region in managing plastic. We are part of the High Ambition Coalition, which is a group of countries worldwide that mm-hmm. are really mm-hmm. pushing towards a more integral legislation for the management of plastics. Right now, we've gone to the IMC, which is a intergovernmental a group
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
is working mm-hmm. on a really big legislation worldwide on how we deal with this problem.
And I think I was reading recently how they're trying now to look at extending the restrictions on plastic here in Panama. Some of the uses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already have the plastic straws, we had the mm-hmm. the bags in the supermarket, and I do think I know change is difficult, but this is something we cannot keep using the way we are.
No, absolutely.
It affects not only us, but every ecosystem. And birds especially are very affected by it. There's something called plasticosis. I'm not sure if English is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen a lot of affections affecting birds because they ingest plastic
sure.
in different,
mm-hmm.
many different kinds
mm-hmm.
of like little plastics.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't process it, they can't digest it, and they die. So it's a very big problem that we need to, you know, treat.
We need to address it, but I think the frightening thing about it is that if we were to stop using plastic mm-hmm. tomorrow, that we didn't use any more plastic, gone, finished,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get, you've still got it, it's still there, it lasts for millenniums or,
you know. Yes, 500, 600, 1,000 years.
Yeah, so it's a question of, you know, we've got to stop. I mean, I've sort of had this sort of dream, but, you know, these huge super tankers that they use for oil, the ultra-large carriers,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'd want one that had a jaw at the front and you could just drive through and the water would pass through the ship and all the plastic. They've got it's like a huge island, isn't it, that they've got in
the Pacific, I think.
Something like that, you know, that and just go out and use these to just eventually, you know, take time, but it would get there in the end.
I think that there's an ocean cleanup that's mm-hmm. doing a lot of this ocean cleanup, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
in that big garbage patch in the Pacific. But the problem is it gets reduced into microplastics,
mm-hmm.
and you can't mm-hmm. filter that out. And if we don't close the tap on at least single-use plastics, we're going to have this problem for a long, long time.
I couldn't agree with you more, Andrea. And that's it. Time for us to go. Look,
thank you so much
for being with us, and thanks for the great work you're doing. And, you know, do come back and tell us how it's progressing.
I'll come back when you invite me again.
All right. Adriana Reyna from Audubon with us here this morning. So a big thank you to Adriana. And thanks also, let's go out to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my co-pilot, social media, all that's handled by Yasmin. So big thanks to her. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. Of course, not forgetting our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, there living the country life in Elvai. And also to the boys and girls at Grupa Grada, keep us up and running in the mornings. Most importantly to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. And we'll be back with you tomorrow being Thursday. We didn't have Andreas, unfortunately, today. He's not feeling well, so get well soon. And unfortunately, we won't have Alex. Alex is on his travels, business travelling, so we won't be doing that tomorrow. But we do have a guest coming in last hour tomorrow as well, so we'll tell you all about that in the morning. It just remains for me to say that, you know, enjoy the rest of the day. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do we say? Do it carefully. Why? Oh, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. All right, so from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.